I've gotten into something recently down, you know, one of my YouTube rabbit holes. And I've gotten into deep dives into something called analog horror.
Yes. Oh, man.
I mean, you've heard of analog horror
before? Oh, man, I know all about this. So to give everyone a quick, it's sum up in one sentence.
God, I feel like you're lying.
No. This is it. Analog horror is when you surround Gen Z with clocks with hands. Non-digital clocks. They just can't handle it.
That is a very funny version of it, but no.
You know,
what is time?
I'm not going to lie. I was over here about to laugh, but my fist is both clenched in anger and rage. You know, I almost flew over the table. It's too funny.
John, are you Gen Z or are you millennial?
Millennial. I am the last year.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
That was considered.
All right. Honestly, honestly, that's a book, The Last Millennial.
The Last Millennial.
I literally made that joke a week ago.
Really? But I said it first at this point.
Oh,
so.
You said it publicly.
It's recorded. Yeah.
It's okay. I'll attack you later.
It's on the record.
You are the last of a dying breed.
The last of the millennials.
Analog horror, by according to TVTropes.org, analog horror is a web original subgenre of found footage. Okay, so the original quote analog horror would be like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, sounds like something you'd be into.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like take a video camera into an old hospital.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's just like that. Well, there is something that I found recently that it was actually in a song, but it falls under this category, and there's something back from the Cold War called number stations.
Yep.
Okay.
I know what those are. Yep.
So number stations are radio stations that are hidden like throughout Europe mostly. And what they were was they were hidden radio stations that would broadcast on certain frequencies, and all that they would do was they would recite numbers. Mm-hmm. 3, 9, 5, oh, 7, 1.
Dude, this was Civil War?
Cold War.
Civil War, yes.
They use smoke signals for this.
Cold War. So it is the most disturbing thing to listen to because those numbers have a message within them.
Yeah.
Going out to spies in the Soviet Union, going out to all sorts of different places. What's even creepier is that when people started to find out about them and they were investigating and trying to find them, they went off air.
Mm.
Yep.
They stopped broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's really crazy is I feel like I've had an experience with this and I didn't even know what it was.
Ooh, freak me out, Timmy. Freak me out. I love it.
No, not personal.
Ah.
So in the game Amori, which is by Omocat, an incredible game. It's an experience.
One that you've been streaming on Twitch and you can find it where?
On Dragon Punch Squad Pod Twitch. TV?
It's not there anymore. But
no, because yeah, we don't have that persistent VODs. But yep. It's an amazing game. Play it for yourself. But there are certain moments in the game where it's kind of like staticky. It's like the soundtrack is like kind of staticky,
mm-hmm.
and they have counting in German. And it is the most unsettling thing in the whole world. And I didn't even know that it was counting in another language until someone tuned in and was like, oh, yeah, that's called the soundtrack for like numbers or something.
Wow.
And it's just like,
There's actually a YouTube channel. I don't even know if it's still up, but like back when I used to just watch random top 10 lists of creepy things on YouTube, there's a YouTube channel that they post hundreds of videos because they post a video every day. It's just different. It's a red and a blue rectangle, different positions every day, and there's just static over the back of it. And I think Jake.
I know what this is, and oh my gosh, yeah, there's like hundreds of videos, and they're all like 3 seconds long or whatever. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So it's probably like a military thing, and they're sending messages out or something. I don't know. It's just really weird. Yeah. It's like the guy who literally just takes videos of himself sitting on the ground smiling. And he just stares at the camera for 4 hours. That's it.
The thing that you were talking about is Unfavorable Semicircle, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Unfavorable Semicircle is a name of a series on YouTube which garnered attention in high volume and unusual nature of published videos. So a lot of these things are tied to like ARGs and stuff like that. Mm. But yeah, it's there's just stuff out there that I just love. Timmy, I don't know if you want to pull it up, but one of the number stations, I can link it to you on Discord so you can play it for people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I hope he's not like a sleeper agent and then Tim just like
activates and kills us all.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maybe The Last Millennial is programmed. old Russian number code. Man, I'm really boring. I like I watch like Pathfinder videos and like Pro Football Focus on YouTube. You guys are in a way weirder shit than me.
Okay, I guess on the side here is 26 seconds.
Here's a weird
yeah, so if you go to the wiki, there's the one that's called Lincolnshire Poacher.
Yeah.
By the way, like the boomers were scared, so they realized they needed to weaponize the last millennial. And fun fact, I don't remember any of my childhood. I don't remember. It's weird. All of a sudden, I woke up and I was an adult.
Weaponized the last millennial.
What
we do is we've inserted his instructions in the game called Super Smash Brothers.
He needs to get a text on a Nokia phone. Then he will be activated.
All right. Speaking of activation. No. All right. Someone be ready to restrain John. We gotta make sure this isn't too loud.
I feel like they just weaponizing you is just like downloading a.
You just activated it.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Oh, look at his eyes.
Isn't that creepy?
Tim's the only one who can actually hear it.
Zero, two,
look at his eyes.
Five, eight. Tim looks very freaked out for everyone at home listening.
Tim, yeah. You're with us. Stop! Don't listen to him!
He's reaching for a gun!
Oh god!
Where did that come from? Yeah, that was... It, like, the opening music... I mean, obviously our listeners heard it, but it kind of reminded me of a cross between, like a 1950s commercial, but also, like, circus music almost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's very wild. It's very unsettling. I could see how that's, like, you know... Put that in something... Put that in your video game or something like that. Woo.
Yep.
I feel like it's probably just like weaponizing John to enact some sort of like global enactment of Larry Summers' finance capitalism books. To make sure the millennials continue to fuck over the poor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How do we get them to hate? Like we hate.
Anyway, that's the kind of creepy stuff that I just love. I love the stuff that makes it hard to sleep at night. I don't sleep enough as it is. That's probably why. I'm sort of numb to it now, but like you like really look into that stuff, and it's one of those things where clearly there was things happening under everyone's nose, and just the kind of horror is just so... I eat it up, man. I love it.
Yeah, I like to just pretend that none of that happens anymore. And we just live in this...
Utopia? Are you about to say utopia?
This utopia, okay. Walmart and Target and NFL and here, be distracted and nothing actually is happening behind the scenes.
Make sure you have your Walmart box.
If you ever want to lose a lot of faith in humanity, just look up the Stutter Study.
All right, yeah.
Google that now. When I go poop later,
I'm not going to trust you, last millennial. Whatever you say is the opposite of what I'll do.
Man, I'm even getting hate from other millennials.
Oh, you're the last one.
Fun fact, it's not just different generation that hate each other. We just all hate
each other. We're
a very self-hating generation.
Yeah.
That's very true, actually.
I don't trust millennials with the future.
Oh.
I feel like they'll do good, but I just feel like they'll let me down, too.
I don't trust myself with the future.
Well, you know, there's one creature from the Wongi that has hatred for everything, especially angels, in fact.
Yep. And is kind of a sleeper agent, you know?
It kind of was. Yeah. It was kind of a sleeper agent.
We just annoyed him enough, and then he attacked us. I mean, that's what a sleeper agent is.
You guys encountered last time, you followed a bloody trail to the west, and found a very tall man, dreads. He looked like a local, but what he turned out to be was something called a Kishi or a Kishi, which you know is a fey creature. And, you know, all sorts of disgusting things that neutral evil fae like to do. This one, in fact, wanted to eat a live angel.
Oh, hey, speaking of, like, analog horror, if anybody listening doesn't know, like, deep lore about just fae in general, look it up, because it's fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't trust fae.
Yeah, no. Please. They have two modes. They either like to mess with you because it's funny, or mess with you because they like to see the horror on your face.
Yeah,
they're not nice.
So Kezra's like trying to rob this dead angel.
He's trying to
angel creature's like, oh shit, it's alive. Adelar, this thing's still breathing.
What? He took its robe off. What? Oh, okay, he's still alive. Put you back.
Yeah. So Adelar, post haste, like the head has just fallen from him, and he rushes over. Using the healer's gloves and just, kind of gives that little 1-2.
It's like a what was it, the defibrillator? Just
right.
52 healing.
I rub the gloves together. Clear.
Some gold coins go bing 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 bing.
Just fell out onto it.
I whispered into his ear, "You owe me."
Telling this angel from Nirvana. Yeah,
we'll receive
money.
A bill in the mail.
You have 30 days to pay.
I'm sorry. Should I build this to Shaylin?
So you revive this creature, and it stands up, and it and it's yellow glowing eyes open.
Oh my gosh. Please take it easy. You've been through a lot.
I assume that I have all of you to thank for coming to my rescue. It has cuts all over it. Its wings are bloody.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it looks in rough shape.
Benson immediately goes up and just kneels in front of the creature.
Oh,
holy bee.
Of child of the inheritor.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, well,
are you well?
I will live. I assume any. It looks over and sees the dead Kishi.
Mm. Yeah, at the point you see it's like cutting, like inspecting its head and stuff like that. While Vamir's like eating part of it.
Yeah.
How does this work biologically? But
it just swivels. It's on a swivel, so it's just like. Does it work this? Oh no.
I've seen some fucked up things today, but that might be the worst.
I mean, the way you described it, its head would just go whoop.
Yep.
Yeah.
It
flips around like a weird fucked up owl.
Mm. You know, I don't even think it's like the neck joint moving. I literally think just the skin just.
Oh. Yeah, just.
Yeah. Which is even around worse.
Thank you all for your timely intervention. I am on an urgent mission right now. If you don't mind, I need to get going.
Is there anything we can do for you before you leave?
I'm in fact looking for some very rare flowers that are here in the area. A great wizard summoned me, actually. I feel confident enough to tell you all. A great wizard summoned me to find these several of these rare flowers here in the Ikuje territory. It's to break a deadly curse on a student of this wizard. Apparently he had a soured relationship with Ikuje here, so he sent me in his stead.
Okay, this is how jaded this game has made me. Do I believe the angel?
What's wrong, inheritor? Child of the inheritor.
We don't trust the near-death creature that we just rescued from the clearly evil creature.
No, it's just the fact he's like up. He's like, oh, well, I'm leaving immediately.
I'm out.
See
ya. Peace out. If you would like to roll perception to sense the motive of the angel.
Do I?
Let me check what that says again. The neutral good angel. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Chaotic evil. Hmm.
I mean...
It's actually a shapeshifter.
15. A 15. You feel a bit of scorn being a little skeptical of an angel talking.
Wow.
Like the angel's looking at you like, really?
No. Iomide herself is just like, why?
Dude, come on. A little slap up the head.
Yeah, right.
So if I'm getting this straight, a wizard summoned this angel.
That is correct, yes.
It is... Oh,
let me get this straight. Some powerful wizard summoned you, and you are collecting some sort of flower so that it can heal its student who got into a kerfuffle with the Ikuje elves.
No, the wizard himself had a soured relationship with the Ikuje. That is why he's not here on his own. He summoned me to go do it in his stead.
Can I ask who the wizard is?
He's a great wizard from, oh my god, names. Magambia.
Can I roll a knowledge on that?
I can just tell you. It's a it's a place not far from the Mwangi.
Kelly knows what it is.
Yes.
I don't.
From the magic school.
Yes. This is a lovely talk, and I thank you so much for helping, but if there's... In fact, I have some time. He looks up at the sun. I do have some time. Is there anything I could help you with? But I do have flight. I could perhaps scout out some of the near areas.
Kezra lays out the map.
Ooh, yes.
What?
We have been on a mission to destroy a clan, a cult of Dahak in the area that has been a scorn on the area. These pillars we've been systematically destroying. You can see them on the map, the ones we've crossed off. We're heading towards a hex. We're heading towards an area on this map that is marked only with a skull. And this map was stolen from the cultists themselves, and we have a little context. Do you know any more about this area and what we might be heading into as we continue west and south?
I will do my best. You pull out the map and you look at it. And it is... it is actually technically the two hexes below you. So he looks at it and sort of eyes up the horizon here. He goes, I will return by nightfall to tell you what is there.
Oh. Very good. And one more thing, if we might impose upon you. When you return with your quest to your the person who summoned you, make sure they know that they owe a debt to Haas Black.
I will... Haas Black?
Yes. Are you familiar with the affairs of Very. Us mortals? Ah.
Oh.
I don't think that's necessary.
The Haas Black has done many things for the good of the angels and the inheritor herself. You, my friend, your name is legendary.
Oh, not me, but any mentions to Ben's emotions.
You,
I am a lowly cleric of Avatar. I claim not the Haas Black.
Yes, I am. I'm the Black Benson. Yes. But it's not important here.
Well, should I return sooner? I would gladly help you with this. I do have some time available, still. Where will you be so I can find you in the night when I return with the information of this area you wish me to inspect?
How far away are we from the Skull Hex? Are we two away?
We still have to cross the river.
But we're still on the same hex as the boat?
Yes, you were still on the same hex as the boat. Yeah, okay. You don't walk too far from it.
Then we camp near the boat so that we would use that to cross the river inevitably.
Okay, so so where do you want to go with that? So do you want to take the boat upriver, or do you just want to head down?
Well, we'd use the boat to cross the river down. If the skull is down, then we'd just cross the river.
Gotcha.
Using Thick Nigel's boat, and we'll make camp on the other side.
Okay.
There's no other pillars on this side, right? Like, we have to cross the river. Like,
yeah.
I'm just making sure first.
I think so.
Okay, cool.
So you want the angel to go scout out that area while you guys are making your way there.
Right.
Okay.
So actually, it's like what else? Like he would return from inspecting the corpse, like this, because like the Kishi, like if it had anything on it.
Besides, I don't believe that they did.
I mean, they were pretty much all natural anyway. With the claws and stuff.
They're fake. So it had a very nice shirt, which is now covered in blood. So,
Jep,
darn,
hey, these cheap villains.
Dang it.
but he just goes, so how did that thing get the jump on you? By the way, like, this thing is seems kind of out of place, but
in fact, no. There are some of these creatures here that wander about. You are fortunate to not have encountered one yet. In fact, I was picking these flowers, and he pulls up, and it looks like some glorious, beautiful looking flower.
Ooh, can I know what it is?
I know what it is.
Nature or crafting?
It doesn't say in the book, so.
Oh, man. Damn.
Sorry.
Oh, damn, it's that rare.
That rare.
It's legendary priceless. Items.
It's an artifact.
But yeah, so as I was picking these flowers, it came up behind me, and I didn't think anything at first. I thought it was just some traveler or explorer, and that's when its head turned and it got the jump on me.
Elk, I think no disrespect meant to a being such as yourself, but he might be a celestial being, but he's not a fighter. He's not a warrior.
Well, that's fine. I'm just making sure that he doesn't get attacked on the way scouting, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yes, I would be perfectly fine. I do have spells in order to aid myself. Now I must get going. I will go to the hex that you were talking about, and I will make my way back.
Wait, before you leave, let me give you some sort of insurance so that we know you are okay.
And Alar pulls out a dagger.
And stabs him.
You better come back.
Tell the other angels what you just saw.
And he makes a little cut on his hand, and then he draws an insignia.
Tell God not to mess with us.
And he makes an insignia on his... He said, if you allow me. And he makes an insignia on his forehead.
Oh.
He said, our lives are now linked. I shall know
if you are magic. In trouble. Oh. Yeah, so it leans down and takes the insignia.
Yep.
Actually, I cursed you.
And it mechanically does nothing, but Benson will pray to Iona today for this being safety.
Hmm. All right. Cool. So it's... How long does... Oh, never mind. It casts invisibility and then flies into the air.
Okay, so yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Or was it even there?
It got away with that valuable toga.
Give it back.
Oh, it only really works within 1 mile. So as soon as he leaves,
you're like, oh,
well,
how Adelar learns.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Well, you know what happens is that after a mile, you kind of panic, and then you go, oh wait, it doesn't go that far.
I was like, you fool. Then, like all of a sudden, you're like, oh god, the pain. What's happening to him?
All right, so you guys want to take the boat down.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, now because I'll pocket the feather of this creature. I'm just in there. He's like,
yeah.
It's a little token.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Big Nigel's boat.
Yep. Big Nigel's boat.
So you take the... taking the river.
The boat's name is now the Dummy Thick.
The Dummy Thick.
It's too wide for this river.
Thick dinghy.
Clapping my ass cheeks, alerting the angels.
It's never going to live down. So the river that flows through this worst of this jungle is an unnamed, slow-moving tributary of the much larger Vanje River. The river flows from the east downstream to the southwest. I'll just tell you, the river has an average depth of 30 feet, and width varies from 200 feet to half a mile. It's big.
Yeah. Damn, that's a big river.
Yeah.
Big boy.
I will sit in the center of the boat and not move.
it's the Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously, but yeah. El Kobe, like carrying the mistletoe thing, the primeval. So he's like, vine, I float.
Just a stick floating in the river.
So we rev up the two goblins and kick their feet.
What's funny?
You'll totally get your checks in the mail from your employer this month. Don't worry about it. Just get it there.
What's very funny is that it says you can make a raft. Like if you guys just went from like the top of the river and just like went down, you could possibly make a raft. Once you have one, you can cross the river into the next hex without needing to swim. It also allows you to move east and west more quickly. The river's current is slow enough that it doesn't speed travel downstream or impede travel upstream.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right, that
gotcha.
Slow
moving river.
So traveling on a raft allows you to move at your normal speed.
Nice.
or in essence twice as quickly as you would usually travel in the jungle itself.
Very nice.
So you could... So
like four hexes per day, essentially.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. I don't think the river's not wide enough to... Well, never mind.
But you could... So it's, the first thing in the morning still. So you could make two hexes in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
Okay.
If we were traveling east-west, right?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So we just want
to
go
yeah,
south.
But, yeah, but I mean, you would only want to travel there anyway because the... you don't need to go east anymore, but you want to go to the skull, which is two hexes below you. So you could still do that and be here and be there in the morning, or you can travel down some more. You can just travel up and down the river too if you really wanted to.
Can you show us the map again?
I can.
Yeah. Since we're done with Richard Sherman.
Yep,
we'll give Benson the oars and just go down.
So yeah, so if you guys want to go to the next text, I will remove it.
Oh.
So yep, you can travel to the hex southwest. And I wonder if there's a way for me to put the other map.
But this is where the where I just pinged is where the skull is.
Where you pinged it? No, so one over, so right there.
Oh wow! Okay. Yeah, so the river would make sense to keep going down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know that the angel is scouting that out. So if you want to go a little bit farther down the river, you could. Or if you wanted to go eastward and try to get a glimpse at the Cinderclaw camp, you could try that too.
Where was? I thought the Cinderclaw camp was like here.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It is. Right, it's right. Okay, so it's in this hex. It's south of the river, but just more eastward. Now, obviously, it's not like directly on the river, but you know that it's in that. Hex. I mean,
there's a lot of pillars right next to the river.
Yeah, but how many pillars? We destroyed six of them, right?
We have
You only have one more pillar left.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, and I'll tell you, that pillar is right here. So the last pillar, as you look at the map, from where you guys are, it is on the other side of the main Cinderclaw camp.
We would have to do a huge circle around just to get to it.
Yeah, give a really wide berth.
But so. I do think that after checking out what this skull is, we should take out the last pillar before attacking the camp. I wanted them to be at their weakest and us at our strongest.
Does anybody have any inkling as to what this skull could be? Oops. My assumption was that it was some sort of threat that the Cinderclaws encountered that deterred them from the area.
It could be that, or it could be one of their assets.
Usually a skull. Something else.
Bad.
Yeah, usually a skull means doom or death or whatnot. I mean, it's either way, it would be a bad.
Something could live there that is
destructive.
Sorry. I do think that wherever there is great danger, there is a potential for great reward. So that's why I think we should go there.
I agree.
We should at least scout it out first.
Right. And we have someone to do that for us, which is
an angelic messenger.
Yeah, that feathered fellow.
Yes. So I think perhaps we should go west, to put it into map terms, one more hex, and then we can get a report back and then head southeast into the place in question.
Hmm. Okay. You guys all agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aye, Captain.
who is the captain? We gotta know.
I'm the captain.
I am the captain. He said faster.
I'm gonna use my diplomacy to see if I can
If you failed, you gotta use your hero point.
Natural 20. Benson, I really think it is best if you let me captain this ship. I have more experience with commanding people. You, on the other hand, have experience with...
I completely agree. Why don't you go up there, Elkwood? We need to do a mutiny.
No, that's when you just stop the oars real fast and you just trip.
Help me, I can't swim. Actually, I can, because I have that weird human ability to do that.
Okay, so you guys go to the next hex, so you're going to travel down west a bit. And so you go to the next hex. So the place that you're trying to go with the skull is sort of southeast of where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Northwest, however, as you sort of go down, make me a perception check on the northern tree line of the river.
The one that... Oh, no. Okay. No,
yep.
Just a perception?
Yep, just a perception check.
25.
Let me see. Where is this located?
18. I was too busy planning a mutiny and got a natural 2.
But eyes ever forward, got a 29.
Oh, yeah. That is very good. You see what looks like to be a small lizard-like creature, small humanoid lizard-like creature, that you saw it rustling in the bushes as it was running away from the river.
Is this north of the river or south of the river?
North of the river.
Hmm.
It ran northwest from the hex that you guys are in now.
Hail and well met. Reveal yourself. We will not cause you trouble if you do not cause us trouble.
Look, Ezra, more minions.
As Elk's stringing his bow.
You see a tiny kobold head stick out of the bush.
Aww.
The Thorntails.
And then run away.
It's probably her tribe.
Wait, we know Hazel. Come back.
None. Was it a blue kobold?
Oh, yeah, true.
Kobolds come in many different colors. Yeah. So.
They're like Yoshis. I mean.
We have money.
God, oh my god, they are kind of like Yoshi.
They're lovable.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this on in game, but my brother made a Pathfinder character that was essentially Yoshi. Yeah. He was a lizard folk barbarian with a frog, like an animal barbarian of the frog, so he could use his tongue to attack. Yep. He had the spell jump. At like third or fourth level, he would take the dedication that would basically make him a half leshy, so he could produce seed pods and throw them.
Yes,
it was a beautiful build.
And his backstory was so good.
Yeah, it was great.
Raised a human child.
That is a Pathfinder 2E for you, where you can just pick and make Yoshi.
I was like, wait, we have money.
And he holds up a gleaming coin. I'm like, this might work.
Money? Money?
You hear the sound of the jungle.
I say we go after it. We know these kobolds have been being used by the Cinderclaws.
They could have information.
Yes, I agree. Especially about this area and what we might be walking into. Perhaps it's a fugitive, something that's escaped. If the skull area is something that the Cinder Claws use as some other base of operation, it might know something.
Indeed. Well, there were the ones at the mines that left, so if this is the Thorntail tribe...
Thornscales,
whatever.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Whatever, nobody cares, the kobolds.
Kesra's just going to take them anyway.
I'm going to, while we've been journeying, I'm just going to do a heal on myself.
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
You were hurt, weren't you?
Like a one-action heal?
No, not a one-action heal. I'm doing a, like a true wounds situation.
Oh,
so
right.
Just to let the listeners
You were the only
know.
One that got hit. I mean.
Yeah, you kind of were.
I mean, Kesra sticks the steering pole into the dirt and steers it towards the northern shore.
Okay.
What'd you heal for, Tim?
I got on 2d8, I got both 8s, and I'm a master in medicine, so I can attempt the DC 30 check, so it's like, 16 plus 30, I think, so I'm fine.
Yep. Sounds right.
Yeah, that Kishi didn't really do anything to you.
Nothing at all.
Thanks to Benson, literally blocked literally
all
two attacks.
All the damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it bit
Paladin,
me.
Paladin stuff, man.
I think it bit me.
Yeah, that was really good for you. So as you guys had stepped off of the river, park the boat, you get out, make me perception checks as you're walking through to try to track down this little kobold that you
saw. These little bastards.
Second two in a row.
Really mean. You haven't even met him yet.
I know. 22.
Okay.
26.
Interesting, Kesra.
He's looking for this little kobold dude. He cares about dragons.
I think it's one time... Yeah. Elkwood and Kesra, you are able to sort of follow a light trail as you go through, and you come upon this area. Hmm. Several huge rotting trees lie in various states of decomposition here, vibrantly decorated with colorful mushrooms and moss. The deadfall is shaped in a rough C. So see the letter, making a 15-foot-wide sheltered area within.
Oh.
An exceptional number of insects scuttle and scurry across the dead trees and other detritus along the jungle floor below. And
is this an encampment we see?
You walk up and sort of look into the little hovel there, and yeah, it looks like there's like a little tent. Looks like there's a little fireplace.
Kesra's like, come out! Reveal yourself, little ones.
You sound really aggressive. I don't know.
I said come out, I come in peace.
I come in peace. Now get out of here before I burn this whole place down.
I'll burn your house to the ground.
I'd be like, pardon, my friend. Yes, we come in peace. We know Hazel. We just want to see if you are friends with them.
And I'm going to roll a diplomacy to some trees.
And I have group impression, so that means I make an impression on multiple creatures. I believe at my level I can do 2 or 4, so however many is there.
I'm going to roll intimidate.
He's trying to deploy the size.
I got a natural 1.
All right, so we're never going to see
I
these
swear.
Things.
I swear.
I got a natural 4, so 17.
I swear, it's like a lot of times that you roll for that, you just fail miserably.
I just fail.
So you, instead of pissing off one person, you just piss off everybody.
I'm like, we know Hazel. We know Hazel. We killed her.
Wish we
did. Yeah, pretty bad.
I mean,
I'm going to try diplomacy check.
Okay, all right.
It's safe. We mean you no harm. My friends are a bit... So, up in your face, I get it, but we're good.
So you had Kezra going up first, and then, like, Adelar's like, wait, pardon my friend. Fails his, and now Benson's like, pardon them.
How do you guys have any meaningful relationships? Good lord.
Pardon my friend, you ugly fox.
What do you expect? They know each other.
All right.
Good lord, good. A natty 17 on the die for 3.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how you diplomatize.
You see one couple of heads stick up. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, shit.
6, 7, 8.
We're surrounded. Burn it.
Stop it, Elkwood.
Burn it.
Get him.
As you see, 6, 8 kobolds that look like this. They do not look great. They're not looking good. Let me pull the picture up for you. Yeah, their scales are a sickly green. Not green as in green dragon, but like sickly.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they do not look great. So they sort of stick their head up and they go,
"Your friends?"
Yes, yes, we are.
Your friend to Thorn Scales?
Yes, we are. I met up with Hazel very recently. It's safe. We're safe.
You're a friend of Hazel?
We defeated her in battle. She lost, but we spared her life.
I am 3 seconds away from filling your mouth with dirt. Shut up.
These lowly creatures, they are beneath us.
One of them just bleh, vomits. Right on
See what I mean?
Was
they
he trying
to even hold their stomachs?
Kezra, was he trying to use his dragon breath?
No, we're all just very sick.
But, like my friend said, we mean you no harm. You are beneath battle.
Oh, God.
You don't make a lot of friends, do you?
I choose my friends.
And you choose Adela.
They look extremely sick. If anybody would like to roll a medicine.
Wow, I wonder if anyone definitely. Has a medicine check.
I wish I could help them. You know what? I've got a plus 2. Let's see if I get a 20. Like, I did not get a 20.
You're like, Adelar, I don't think they have a lot of money.
I
can't help them.
A 24 on my medicine check.
24. That is enough to know that these kobolds will look to be suffering from stage 3 arsenic poisoning.
Oh.
They were working.
They were
the workers. Right. Yep. Oh my gosh.
And here I thought you were immune.
It seems you all have suffered greatly. From the mine, you are poisoned with arsenic.
Yes, we're all very... Blech! We're all very sick.
I think that's your lung.
Just put that back in there.
We should move on. They are no worth to us.
No, wait, please.
What?
We need help. Is there any place safe we can go? Someone will help us?
I do know of a place that is safe.
The skull?
Don't do it. Don't even think about it.
We have some
Abadar is watching.
Yeah. Tim's about to tick over into neutral evil and lose all his cleric powers.
No, straddling the Abadar Asmodeus line.
All I'm saying is if we restore them back to health, we follow my original plan of opening up the castle as a B&B.
Pippin. Oh, see, I thought you were about to send them to the skull so they could
you want to use them as cheap labor?
Not as cheap labor. Well,
we will pay them.
I will pay them a fair, livable wage.
All I'm saying is they would work really well in an Amazon warehouse.
Not at all.
Jesus.
Where are you going with this?
We can only pay you under the table because you're not residents of, you know, Free Chill. So
two copper pieces a week.
Like that.
I just love expanding the kobold family we have back at Breach.
Yeah, okay. So let's send them through the hell portal.
I forgot about that.
Does that mean Pip and Zarf get promoted to management?
Oh, yeah. Upward mobility. Let's go.
They're already management. They're literally in charge of the castle.
Which is on fire.
In charge is doing a lot of work there.
I think the castle's on fire at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's still the goblins in the basement.
Yeah, so the goblins and the kobolds are fighting, probably.
Goblins in the basement, kobolds up top, dwarves trying to work through all of this.
And a bear.
Well, the bear's gone.
The bear ran away, I thought.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, the bear's gone.
I mean, unless it came back.
I'm saying is there could be a bear in the keep when we get back.
That's true. That's true.
Whatever.
Maybe they tried again.
But no, Adelar doesn't say any of that.
Okay. I like how the three of us were like... Adelar's going to send them to their doom in the sky.
Yeah, I know!
So that we can scout out their horrid deaths.
See, my second thought was like, oh, he'll send them to Ackerville or something. Like then, but no.
That's what
Adelar. My first thought was sending them to the skull.
What do you say, Timmy?
Yes.
We actually do know of a place where you might be able to get some help. There's a place to the north, ?
I think it's direct north, actually.
Yeah, direct north.
Yeah.
There's a place to the north. Run by the Ikijay elves. They are good people, and if you throw yourselves at their mercy, I think they would be able to help you. I think you would be great additions to their community. We know of your boss, Hazel. Very resourceful, so if you are half as resourceful as Hazel, or even a third...
She was so much greater than us!
I wouldn't suggest...
Indeed she was!
I would suggest not mentioning her name to the Ikijay elves, actually...
Perhaps not, but...
I wouldn't. She kind of, you know...
Well, actually, I did. I already sent a dream message letting them know that if they ever show up...
Did they ever respond?
Well, not yet.
Tell me which... They got the message, and they're like,
they can't
what?
Be bothered.
Which one of you lowly kobolds consider yourselves in charge?
They all just kind of look at each other.
Also, I think it's kind of funny. It's like, did they respond? It's like, we are... Very capable adventurers. It's like, where's your high level cleric? Come on, Ikijay elves.
The fact that they go blind immediately as soon as they walk past that hex is kind of big.
So they sort of look at each other.
We never said we have jobs. Say, I hunt. I build houses. I dig for worms.
Jesus. Okay. What do you know about the Cinderclaw cult? What have you heard? What are their objectives?
Oh, those butchers are scary. Their leader, she's the big blue dragon lady. She would come sometimes. She was horrifying.
Big blue dragon.
Blue dragon lady. Can you elaborate on her appearance? What she said? What was her station?
Well, Hazel, she always told us to run away whenever she was near.
Seemed quite interested in this blue dragon lady.
While you all are trying to recount more information for us, here, a fair exchange information, and I will see to your sickness to see if I can help you. So I'm going to try to treat arsenic. I'm pretty sure I just need to beat the DC of the poison. I literally have something for this.
Here's an aspirin and some orange juice.
Leeches for all.
Oh, please, it'll be ibuprofen.
Yeah. So we're going to take you to the river. We're going to strap you to a chair. If you float, you're going to be okay. If you sink, you're probably going to die.
What sort of backwards medicine is this?
Yeah, when you treat disease or poison, increase the circumstance bonus granted on a success to +4, and if the result of the patient's saving throw is a success, patient gets a critical success instead. Not only do they get a +4, but they just have to make a success, and they're in pretty good shape.
I just want to know which one's the witch.
And I'm pretty arsenic is what DC 20 poison.
I believe so.
I would basically auto get it.
Okay,
as 18. Long as you don't roll a 1, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Right, so don't roll a 1.
Don't one,
roll. So what? By like half a day or whatever they. They'd pretty much all be fine.
Nat 20. That one's perfectly fine.
That one is cured.
Natural.
Nat 20.
Oh my god. Tim, stop. We need those.
I am good at healing kobolds. a lot of practice on Pippin's off. They get to
why? Muscles. These creatures deserve to die.
You really got to stop talking, man.
By the way, it's a DC 22 to arsenic. Gotcha. So.
Tim's just like, oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I don't get it anyway.
I'm close to that.
There'll be that one that he tries to heal and it dies.
Oh, I gave one a natty one.
So it dies.
No, well, it's just still sick.
Okay, so I have to... That one I have to
One
treat
doesn't
later.
Get better.
Oh, sorry.
Why didn't you treat me with the same care?
And he has two
well,
crutches.
Well, unfortunately, you don't have any health care, so...
No.
You just... You look down and go, how's your credit score?
No, Glare has universal health care.
And he has like two crutches, so he's like limply like,
yeah.
That's Tiny Tim.
I was going to say, he's a Tiny Tim character.
He's the tiniest one.
No, don't make me cry.
Hey, My name is Tim.
I played Tiny Tim in a production with my grandfather, so wow. Yeah. So I was Tiny Tim once.
Oh, bless us, everyone.
So like 8 hours later, I try again and I get it.
Okay, 8 hours later, we're wasting 8 hours.
I don't know
hours.
How long. It's just, let me see how long
we're wasting.
I mean, you
eight
can
hours.
Spend all the time you want here. That's not a problem.
We can theoretically wait for the angel man to come back.
That's
here.
True.
Oh yeah, we do need to wait for him.
So yeah, we'll just spend the rest of the day.
Elk can just like post up at the
we river. We have no idea what his name. So his name is Angel Man.
Angel Man.
Angel Man.
Sure
Angel Man.
I'm pretty sure that's a skit. I'm pretty sure that's a Tim and Eric skit too. No, Angel Boy. That's right.
We should have asked his name.
Angel Man.
You always ask NPCs names in case we don't have them, and Jake has to squirm.
Yep.
What's
his name?
I'm actually looking right now to see what his name is. They don't actually give him one.
So. Yep.
Angel Boy.
Angel Boy.
His name is Dave.
Angel Boy. My name is Angel Boy.
Yeah, but you have to say it with like a choir, so it's
Dave. He's a great singer.
Yep.
So.
You got a theme boy.
So you spend, 9 hours because it takes some time to use medicine on all of them, and then they sit around and they're very, very, very thankful. Now here's the question: when you do your medicine check, does that just lower their arsenic, or does that heal them of it?
They said they're stage 3.
Yeah,
and that's the max stage.
Yes.
Okay.
So they critically succeed.
Well, they technically still have to roll.
Oh no!
Oh.
Yeah. They get a +4 to their save now.
Well,
you guys kind of suck it up.
Jake,
but you critically succeeded at your medicine, right? So they get a +4. Except for one guy.
So you got to roll 8d20s.
Well, one guy, I did it again. So.
Oh, right. Okay. So.
Did they all fail again?
If they get a success, they get crit success.
Not even that. All right. So. All right, so they get a +4. Right?
Okay, I can also spam healing spells if we just need to keep them alive.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't have, like, remove disease.
You're healing, you're treating disease, and they just start dying.
Why does this keep happening? It's like that the episode of Scrubs, like, it's like How to Save a Life by the Fray comes on.
All right, so
that's just so sad. Were they all have rabies?
Yeah.
The saddest episode ever.
Right? It is, but I could imagine that like happening. He's trying to heal them, and they're all dying. He's just like, oh!
Well, do they have? Are they like sickened or frightened by chance?
I mean, they're certainly suffering from.
Well, I mean, like, do they have like the mechanical effect of sickened?
Oh, it doesn't say so. It just says that they're
arsenic just causes damage.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled 120 for all of them just to see kind of what happened.
Yeah.
I was gonna base it on that, and I got a 24.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So
they all succeed.
So all of them go to what arsenic one then, except for the one guy who only goes down by one.
Well, he's.
Or
he got 20 then. Because he wouldn't get the +4 bonus.
Oh, okay. So all right. So then he did not.
Wow.
Okay. So. Seven of them are at arsenic 1. The last guy is at arsenic 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he ain't all make it.
Well, I'll burn a healing spell so that, you know, like a group healing spell so they all recover a little bit.
I mean, were they down on HP or just sick?
Arsenic does poison damage. Right?
They're very weak because they're taking internal damage. So.
You know, after they worked at the mines,
right? But so that you heal them up, you get them feeling a lot better. Certainly not great, and they're just like,
thank you so much. Is there anything we could do for you?
Yes, there's a temple of Ketifus a couple squares above. If you go through and you evade the giant flaming dragon, you'll arrive in a basement of. A temple or a citadel called Breach Hill. Upstairs, there's two other kobolds. They are now your masters.
Now managers!
Now, Kezra.
Wait. Flaming Dragon?
Flaming Dragon.
It's a portal.
It's actually...
I don't suggest you go through it.
Actually, the issue being is that they do require a key to get back out.
Oh, right. Yeah, you can't have that.
could you say the EcoJ elves were safe now?
They shouldn't kill you.
If you just occupy the Temple of Kedavis.
Tell them you know us.
Yes.
And if you pledge to not harm them, I think they will treat you fairly.
As long as you make amends.
Yes. If you raise any hand against them, they will certainly kill you. But otherwise, I think you'll be fine.
Did you hear anything from the cultists about a curse on the EQJ?
No. Whenever she came around, we ran away. We only saw the blue dragon lady.
Do you know which way she came from?
When they were at the mine.
Yeah.
She came from the south.
Okay, just confirming.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do any of you have any gold on you?
I have these gold pieces,
arsenic laced the gold nuggets.
Drop them!
Adelar pulls out his wand of water.
They're just holding the arsenic.
We don't know why we're sick.
No, they're mine.
They're literally killing you.
In which direction is the skull right now?
Southeast-ish.
Southeast, yeah.
Have you heard of anything coming from?
I'm sick.
All right. Have you heard of anything coming from the southeast?
No, we ran away as far as we could. We walked down the river.
I don't think they're going to be too much help to us, but good man, Adelar. Good man.
Tell you what, toss all of your poisonous, infested gold on the ground, and I will clean them off for you so they're safe to handle. Otherwise, you'll just keep getting re-poisoned with this. This is what is making you sick.
But I stole it fair and square.
There's no reasoning with
it. It's killing you, you idiots.
All right, we'll just hold it out, and then as they're holding, I just watch
it off. You
watch
it off.
He's like, hurry, grab one, we'll just dunk him in the river. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
We'll just dunk him in the river.
So as you clean it off, he goes, it's much shinier now.
I don't feel like dying anymore.
All right, so you guys want to rest here with the kobolds?
I don't see any reason why not.
Adjacent the kobolds.
Adjacent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, you guys could go down to the hex before this, where you docked too. So
that's true. Yeah.
I guess just Elk's on the lookout for Angel Boy.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Angel Boy, where are you?
Angel Boy.
Yes.
Boy. Angel Boy.
I mean, yeah.
Comes
I think
back. Yeah, it's just a gold necklace.
Yeah, it's like
Dave.
It's like 5 p.m. at this point, because you went 2 hexes in the morning, and then you went another hex. It is getting later. You guys want to go back to the boat and like, kind of camp out there?
Yeah, sure. Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Make me a survival check to camp.
Let's go back to the thick Nigel.
Natural 20.
Hey.
Thank God.
You know how many like diseases and stuff you can get from like critically failing
malaria.
I haven't done any of them.
Malaria.
We had no characters trained in survival.
Yeah, I know. Just awful.
I'm just
just want to do it.
I know. As soon as Kezra sleeps, I just want to get all the kobolds to like come over and sleep next to him, so he wakes up and he's just surrounded by them.
You just open your eyes and just kobolds everywhere.
You know, I could just fireball them and they'd stop being a drain on society.
We're actually being the fire.
What?
Now Kezra.
We need as many of them to be as healthy as possible so we can make them work in our factories.
We can make them work in our bed and breakfast when we get back. They need to make the waffles.
In the night, Adelar, as you are sleeping, a nice dream of money or whatever. Yeah. As you are sleeping, your dream instantly shifts, and you see the Ikuche woman that you have been talking with, Nikataya. Her wood-like arm, you can immediately recognize her. And she appears to you and goes, Adela, a small kobold had come to us. blue scales. Quite good with local chemicals and alchemy. She says that you rescued her and sent her to us. She says she owes her life to you. We will keep her here for questioning. We will not let her leave. If you can send a dream message back, please do so. Or perhaps come here to clear up this entire situation. Hope to hear from you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Leave a message after the tone.
Hear the dial-up sound.
So, yeah. From that, you're quite certain that that's Hazel.
Yeah. All right, so in the morning, after Adelar wakes up.
But does Angel Boy come back, too?
Angel Boy does come back.
Does he come back the night before or in the morning?
In the morning.
Okay,
so... Yeah. I thought you said he was going to come at night, so...
Well, he could... He would have come in the night, yeah. So, yeah. Comes back in the night. You notice from the wings and the glowing eyes as it descends upon him.
Yeah, he's not...
In other circumstances, it would be horrifying.
Be not afraid.
Kill it! As it descends and slowly drifts to a standing position before you, Awkward, and says, I've scouted out the area to the south. It looks as though some cinders were rising from it. I did not want to get too low, as I saw three massive creatures with large tusks walking around.
Hmm. Wait, what'd she see?
Cinders rising.
Cinders rising from what?
That area of the
skull. The buildings.
Of where the skull is.
There's buildings?
Yes. Yes, there were buildings that seemed to have cinders rising from them. Not that they were on fire, but in fact that something had happened there.
Just simply living. It almost seems like a village?
Yes, a very small one. But this was not... This looked completely deserted. When I started to descend, I heard something rushing at me and saw its great tusks. So I made haste.
Hmm. Interesting. So this wild beast maybe have taken over, but...
A blasted land.
Perhaps a ritual gone wrong, or...
Perhaps.
Benson's going to ask for a description of these tusked beasts.
Yes.
Because, I mean, hopefully Elkwood picks something up with that.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to pass any kind of check for that.
You never know.
How large are we talking?
That's three times the size of one of us. All of us could ride on one of its backs.
Oh.
There were three of them.
And three of them?
Yes, there was three. One of them seemed to be some sort of leader or alpha.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
God, I'm scared.
Oh, darn. Interesting.
Do we still want to go into this place?
You said there was some sort of buildings there.
Small village.
Mm. Buildings deserted, especially deserted in haste, might have treasures left behind.
Is that all you think about?
Yes. No, not all I think about, but mostly.
It's quite literally why I'm here.
Oh, I know you. I understand that, Kesra. But...
What else is there?
What else is there but self-glorification and riches?
What else is the point of adventuring at this point?
Listen,
saving the world? It. Second.
Two.
All right, so with that...
We thank you so much for your service. But wait, we did not get your name.
I did not Google that while we were just...
Please, I heard of your singing voice, so please sing your name in your finest tune.
Regale us.
This is Tim and Kelly being the biggest dick that could be to Jake.
I will sing it in Celestial first, and then I will translate.
Beautiful.
He just starts singing Hallelujah. It's just over and over again.
Jeff Buckley.
My name is Jeff Buckley.
My name is
Chioma.
Ooh, okay, I'll take it.
You see, Adelar, she's like wiping away tears after he's done singing. Hearing a celestial sing, like,
yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
it's so beautiful.
It's literally a choir angel too. So
yeah,
yeah.
Thank you so much for regaling us with the song of your language. It has been many a moon since I have heard the dulcet tones of a celestial. Back in the Abadarian temple, we would only get such a beautiful performance on holidays.
On holiday.
It's very expensive to summon a celestial.
When we could afford to pay the wizard his rent.
To be honest, quite the first of hearing a celestial. That's quite nice.
Did your wizard patron or summoner, did he ever divulge what his issues were with the Ikuje?
Did not. No, I was summoned and immediately sent on this mission. The Ikuje are a very reserved people. It's likely that he treaded on customs or cultures that he was not aware of. Now, if you will excuse me, just flies off into the on the horizon.
Bye. There he goes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, buddy.
Hope you find your wizard.
You guys.
It's the nerdiest thing you ever say. Hope you find your wizard.
You guys sleep through the night just fine.
I had a little dream. That was great.
Yep, you have the dream.
And when I wake up, I'm going to prepare a message.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to prep dream. Now, can you cast dream message and then do it later, or do you like?
No, he's just prepping the spell for the day.
So I prep the spell and then I cast it.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
All yeah, right. Yeah. But they won't get it until they go to sleep.
Fair. Okay. Yes.
That's
you know, if you want to be nerdy, I'm pretty sure you have to be asleep to cast the spell. You cast the spell and you sleep. Okay. Sorry.
You're inceptioning each other.
Oh my gosh.
So. You guys go to you do all that. You get ready for the day. I imagine you take the boat.
Yep.
Wait. Okay. Can I have my little dream message?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's a Nikataya.
I straight up looked up how to pronounce it, and then I forgot because apparently I was like wrong the first time. So yeah, it is.
I mean, Nikataya is what you said the first time,
right? Apparently that's wrong. Well, I looked it up the first time, and that's what it said. But then I looked it up another time, and it was wrong. Okay. So it's Nketiah. I don't know.
Is the target of dream message a willing creature? I just have like a horrible idea of just sending horrible messages to people in their sleep.
Just send nightmares.
One of the reasons why I was like so thing. Dream is a spell in 5e. It's a fifth level spell. And you can either just communicate with somebody who's asleep, or you can force a person to have horrible nightmares, essentially negating their rest.
Nightmares are like a fifth level spell in this game.
Yeah. Yep.
They just kind of wrapped both spells in one.
Yeah.
So, dream message targets one creature you know by name and have met in person.
So you don't have to. They have to get your dream message.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Just send up. Send stupid shit to them.
Oh my gosh.
Just posting their dreams.
I'm not a good gnome.
Wait. What's even better? At level 4, you can target up to 10 creatures you know by name and have met in person, and you must send the same message. A mass prank dream message. Can you imagine if there's just like one high level cleric that is just like, I'm gonna prank all my cleric bros?
All the cleric bros at the seminary.
In my party, I have an African king who must send his funds to somebody.
You're related. He's your cousin.
Please send me some gold.
So you send it to Nikataya?
Yep, I'm Nikataya. We do know of this kobold. We somewhat rescued her. We gave her a second chance because she was badly mistreated by the cult of Dahak. I think she is worth redeeming. We're also sending your way her fellow kobolds of the Thorn Scales. They are in rough shape. They are sick with arsenic, but they are getting better by the day. Please show them kindness. But yes, I do think they can be an asset to your community, but it seems they may need some TLC in order to perhaps rehab them from the PTSD they say have suffered from being forced to work in the mine. All right, this message is running out. Good day. Bye. It's like 150 words, you know, like I think it's about a minute of speech. I'm like, God.
Okay, so you send that, and then are you guys going to go to the skull?
I'll try to.
I think we're going to go to the skull.
Okay.
Jake's like, please go to the skull.
Please go to the skull.
We board Thick Nigel, and we head on across the river.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So
he's like, I really want a TPK. Go to the skull.
Go to the skull.
Yeah. Yep. Also, I sent on Discord, it was like the Angel Boy thing from Tim and Eric.
Oh.
If you've never seen it, it is the weirdest, surreal thing ever, but that's what the Angel Boy looks like.
And I will cast Life Connection on Elkwood, because if you're going to do any scouting, want to know if you get hurt.
And then ignore the pain, yes. Oh, he got hurt.
Oh, that sucks. Unfortunate.
Oh.
So, Elkwood, I imagine you were scouting ahead.
No. Yes.
Not today.
I don't want it today.
I'll send one of the kobolds.
As you descend south, you cross the river. It doesn't take long at all. It's like a hex away. About noonish at this point. The forest here bears scorch marks of a vicious fire. Charred bark scars the roots of the trees, and small patches of undergrowth have been reduced to twigs. The focus of the fire seems to have been several small houses in a large clearing. All of these structures have been burnt to the ground, leaving only charred timbers behind. A single stone well stands in the middle of the burned-out village. Near the well lie two almost unrecognizable corpses that appear to have been trampled by a large creature.
Shit.
You see what the large creature is as you hear...
Wait.
Boom. Boom. You're looking from a distance.
Okay. I thought for a minute you're like, and initiative. You're like, whoa, you didn't even give me a chance.
And what looks to be a massive elephant.
An olifant.
Comes walking out of the tree line.
Whoa. Huh. Oh, crap.
And two more behind it.
Well.
And beyond their walking, you can hear what sounds like, help! Help me! Ah!
I hear nothing.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, no. I know the elephants have took control of this village here.
Come on now.
I think they deserve it.
We are the riders.